It's time for the Yoda Squirts podcast.
Have you tried squirting in public yet? Welcome, all you sweet, beautiful whores, to Yoda Squirts Squirt 3. Before I begin, I want to mention that I have set up a new voicemail number for the show. So the number is 206-600-3065. That's 206-600-3065. You can call the show to leave your comments and feedback, and all voicemails will be played on the show. Now, do you know something that isn't good? Nipples that point down aren't good. There are some women who have tits that are so big, or at least so saggy, completely lacking anything in the area of perk, so completely saggy, that their nipples point straight down. And that is just gross. When a woman is naked, I want her nipples to be pointing right at me, not at the floor. That's just gross. And as far as things that are not appropriate go, something that definitely would not be appropriate would be to be in a big forest, let's say someplace like Yellowstone or something like that, and you're with a tour guide, and you're walking around in the forest, and you're looking at all the trees, and the tour guide is explaining what all the different trees are and everything, and then you just say, "Wow, look at all the wooden penises." Not generally considered appropriate. And speaking of penises, I think it would be funny if you went to a movie theater with a friend and after you sat down in the movie theater, and there'd have to be a lot of people around, you would have to say something like, "Oh man, could you get off my dick? You're sitting on it." And your friend could say, "Wow, is it really that big?" And then you say, "Yeah, let me show you." And then a couple seconds later, he says, "Yeah, I guess it is." And of course, you're sitting, so nobody can really see what you're doing. And then after a couple seconds more, you stand up and say, "Well, I have to go to the bathroom." So then your friend yells, "Huge penis coming through, make way, huge penis." I just thought that'd be funny. And now we have a special treat because we have Captain Shenanigans and his pleasure poodles.
Oh, poodle, 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 poodle. Oh, poodle. Oh, poodle, poodle. A poodle, poodle. A poodle, 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 poodle. A poodle, poodle, poodle. A poodle, poodle, poodle. A poodle. Oh, a poodle, 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 poodle. A poodle, a poodle, poodle. A poodle, a poodle.
And you know, in another area of things that aren't good, squishy tits aren't good. Some women have tits that are like wet sponges or perhaps more like water balloons. And it's just gross. I mean, sometimes you can't always tell a squishy tit just by looking at it. But the thing is, when you feel it, I mean, you might as well just be shoving your hand into a bucket of wet sand. But a bucket of wet sand would be firm, would be more firm than that. I mean, it's gross. When you reach out there and you grab yourself some lovin', you want something a little more firm, something with some body to it, something with some perk to it. You want something that you can grab onto and play with and roll around in your hand and love. You don't want some water balloon. I mean, if you wanted to grab a water balloon, you'd grab a water balloon, but you don't want some wet sponge water balloon thing rolling around in your hand where when you squeeze it, it squeezes between your fingers, like squeezes out between your fingers. I mean, that's just gross. So squishy tits just definitely are on the list of things that are not good. And finally, one other thing that is definitely not good is getting blue balls. Getting blue balls is not enjoyable. It does not feel good. And I do not recommend it. Any woman that would purposefully give you blue balls is just downright mean. I mean, there should almost be they should almost have to take care of that if they give it to you on purpose. Now, you know, they can't help it if they're just really good looking or sexy or hot, and you just happen to get it from spending time with them or talking to them, whatever, and it wasn't really their fault. They weren't really doing it on purpose. That can't be helped. But if they were teasing you, if they were doing it on purpose, and you got them because of what they were doing on purpose with the intention of giving them to you, that's just not right. And it is absolutely uncomfortable. And I would not recommend it, as I said. And just, you know, plain old getting blue balls isn't a good thing. And that's all there is to that. And that is also Yoda Squirts Podcast Squirt 3. Again, the new voicemail number is 206-600-3065. That's 206-600-3065. Call, and when you're done calling, call again. Leave messages, feedback, comments, jokes, whatever. Just whatever you want to send, send it in. All voicemails will be played on the show.
Here is an example of a voicemail. Send yours now. Ha 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 ha.
You can also send emails to yodasquirts@gmail.com. Again, almost any comment sent there will be read on the show, unless, of course, you don't want it to be. You can also send any recordings you have there, such as if you record yourself and on your computer and convert it into an MP3 or something, but you can send MP3s, you can send whatever recordings of yourself you want, you can send them to that email address, and those will get played on the show also. And also, the website for the show is yodasquirts.blogspot.com. So, call the voicemail number in the voicemails, send emails, and visit the website for show updates and things of that nature. So, thank you for listening, you little whores. Tune in again next time, which means download the show again next time, and goodbye.